Hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center. Oh, such a lovely sunny day today. And the topic of this discussion is following on from what we were talking about last week around the whole kind of waking up process. And I know this is one of my little hobby horses. I love talking about this because there's kind of like this idea in the spiritual world of what it is to wake up. And then there's my opinion. that's so bad. Well, let's see, shall we? Let's see. I'll talk you through and then you can decide whether or not you agree with me or not. But I want to talk about the movie The Matrix, because as many of you know, it's like one of my favorite analogies for talking about the waking up process. But then I also want to talk about something that Jed McKenna talks about in his book, Spiritual Enlightenment. I think it's called, it's his Enlightenment trilogy. So he's written three books. And I think it's in his first book. But if you've never heard of him, check him out. I think his books are hilarious and very powerful. So in the book, he talks about the Matrix and how, you know, it's all very well in general. We talk about the character Neo wakes up out of the Matrix. And often in spiritual circles, we talk about that as the awakening process. And in a sense, it really is like that. You know, it's when you wake up out of the social matrix. So I want to just define a few different levels here, because there's many different waking up points that we come to. And I do think that the most basic one and kind of the most important one, I guess, in which triggers people into the spiritual journey is this waking up out of the social matrix. So what that looks like is you realize that a lot of your belief systems in terms of what you should be doing with your life, what kind of career you should be having, what your life looks like, you know, that whole typical thing of you should have 2.4 kids and a white picket fence and a house and a career and then you retire and then, you know, that whole thing, and you go to school and you do this and you do this and you do this, and the whole path that society tries to put you on is just kind of a fabrication. 200 years ago, it was a completely different path. 2000 years ago, it was a completely different path. You know, you look at women's beauty standards over the year, you can look at anything and it changes with the times. What's okay now will be very different from what's okay in 200 years time and vice versa. So we are constantly as a society and as culture evolving and changing what we say is correct, what we say we should be striving for, what we say we should be doing, not doing, agreeing with, not agreeing with. So when you wake out of that matrix, it gives you an enormous sense of relief, actually, for many people, because for most of us, and this isn't, actually, I'm not going to say most of us, for most of us that wake up, right? You have been feeling very uncomfortable, which is why you wake up. Because for the people that are quite happy in that matrix, they're quite content. You know, they built a life for themselves. They have done everything they're told to do and they kind of like it. Now, those people are not going to wake up because they don't need to. Like, they're happy. So it's really only people like us, I'm guessing, if you're watching this video, that have this underlying level of discontent that is telling us that something's not quite right. So like Neo in the movie The Matrix, you know, he's some kind of like downtrodden computer geek and he's got this fairly miserable life and he's depressed and he's just not very happy. And so for many of us, we start that journey of breaking out of it, of waking up to it, because of this deep sense of things aren't right. Like things don't feel right. I don't fit in. I don't feel this is the right path for me, or like full on rebellion. Oftentimes it can feel very depressing, or we could create a lot of anxiety. We could feel a lot of anxiety in our lives. And then we kind of pop up. So a little bit like Neo, you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I've been in this matrix. And everything I thought was true that isn't necessarily true. And everything I thought I needed to do in order to be successful, in order to be like good enough, is all a lie. And then becomes this big journey that we often go on, which is like, well, who am I, right? What am I supposed to be doing? Now, this is where Jed McKenna talks about the problem, right? Because then what happens, and you see it in spiritual circles all the time, you wake up and then like Neo, you realize, oh, you're the one, you're the one. So your job is to save the world. And when he points this out, literally, I've just pissed myself laughing because I was like, oh my God. So you've jumped from the victim in the story to the hero in the story, but it's still a story. And I think this is something that I want to talk about, because what happens in spiritual circles, and I see this all the time, is people wake up out of the social matrix and then they kind of go into this like superhero matrix, right? Of oh, I'm the one to teach everybody, I'm the one to save the world, I'm the one to stop this happening and that happening. And then we get all involved in, how do we heal other people? How do we bring them up out of their, like, so funny. It's actually really funny. And it's kind of really sad, right? Because then you also hit another point, hopefully you hit another point where you wake out of that too, okay? Now, if you don't wake out of that, then you kind of turn into one of these megalomaniac healers that, or cult leaders or something like this. Or if you don't wake out of that, you're in a position where you're waiting to find out your life purpose, because you've woken out of the social matrix and you've kind of moved into a spiritual matrix. And the spiritual matrix is that we're all here to ascend. We're all here to reach our full potential. We're all here to figure out our life purpose. Now, these are just different beliefs. They're just different belief systems. So whereas in the social matrix, it's like, oh, we're all here to get a mortgage and a good job and save for retirement. You know, you pop up out of that and there's a certain amount of relief because you didn't want to do that anyway. And then you pop into like the spiritual matrix, which is much more exciting, right? Like, now I'm here to save the world. That's so much better than paying a mortgage. Oh God, it's really funny and kind of devastating. Like when I read that in Jed McKenna's book, I was absolutely devastated. I was like, shit, he's right. It was just so clear to me. He's so right. But it really shocked me. And I went through a grieving process. I was like, damn, I'm not here to save the world. So sad. I thought I was. I mean, I didn't really, but I kind of did, you know? And I think as I'm saying this, how many of you are kind of looking at me going, no, I have a bigger life purpose. I have things to do. And here's the thing, maybe you do, maybe you don't. It's kind of irrelevant. But for those of you who are sitting there kind of waiting for your life purpose or waiting to identify what that life purpose is, I'm giving you a get out of jail free card, because that it's also just part of a matrix. So this whole belief system that we're here to do something, to be something, to have some kind of impact on the world, to help drag other people out of the, wake other people up, all this kind of thing, is just, you've just kind of replaced one matrix with another one, which is fine. I'm not against that. Like if you're happy in the spiritual matrix and you've got yourself a little life purpose and you're running around helping people, brilliant. But don't mistake the fact that it's the same as the social matrix. It's just a different matrix. So the thing that I do see, which again, I'm just kind of pointing out, is that it's no better. And often when we pop out of one matrix into another, we think we've evolved, right? It's kind of like, oh, now I've evolved out of the social matrix and I'm awake. Well, no, you've just fallen asleep in the spiritual matrix now. So yeah, you just swap one matrix for another one. And so sometimes with a little bit of humility, you got to just have a laugh. It's like, oh, oops. Because essentially when you wake up out of all the matrices, and there's no need to do that, by the way. Like, no one's saying you have to wake up out of all the matrices. Like, if you it's almost like Byron Katie says, if you're going to dream a dream, if you're going to tell yourself a story, then make it a good one. So if coming out, popping up out of the social matrix has given you a huge sense of freedom, and you're now involved in work that you love to do, and you are helping people and all this stuff, great, great. So at no point am I judging this at all. I'm just being real, because I often come across people who have woken up out of the social matrix, and now they feel kind of a bit lost because that sense of purpose that they had, they're now trying to find a sense of purpose with something else. And again, that's not a problem. But this whole idea that we need to have a sense of purpose, that is a matrix issue, right? Because it's only in the matrix that there are stories. So all the stories happen in matrixes, whichever matrix you happen to find yourself in. So if you are awake to one, you're asleep to another. And ultimately, the idea of liberation, which the non-dual traditions talk about in terms of proper enlightenment, like Buddha-style enlightenment, is you wake up out of the story of of being human, the story of I am this human and I am navigating the story of my life with all of its beliefs and all of its structures, and all of its meaning. So, and again, I'm not saying you need to enlighten. I don't actually think it's up to you because you are coming from a human perspective. So, as a human, we don't enlighten, right? Like, we enlighten out of humanity. That sounds weird. That's not what I mean, but it kind of is. But what we can do is, as we drop stories or hold them more lightly, like, if you want to have a life purpose and you set yourself a life purpose, great. I mean, why not? There's nothing wrong with that, right? But holding it lightly means that if you don't have a life purpose and you're a bit aimless, that that's also okay. It's like, no one said you have to have a life purpose. And at the end of the day, when we die, we die. It's like, we're all going to die the same. I mean, I know we don't all die the same. God, this is all coming out really weird, but anyway, stay with me. Because what my suggestion is if you see that you're in the matrix, then you can have a lot more fun with it, right? It's like, whether you're in the social matrix or the spiritual matrix or the, whatever matrix you find yourself in, you can enjoy it. Because it's just a story. It's just a story that that your human self is telling you, and other humans that you're navigating with are telling the same story. And I bring it up because sometimes we pop out into one matrix, we go into another. Like, let's say we go into the spiritual matrix, or we go into the conspiracy matrix, which a lot of spiritual people tend to like to do as well, and then it all gets really tight again. So you're just putting on a different coat, and then you're saying, oh, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of this is happening and that's happening and this thing is happening out in the world and this is, and then you just end up kind of bringing in a whole bunch of new fears, but still fear. Whereas if you just look at the whole thing as this is just, these are just stories that I tell myself and other people tell me. And then I can take it all lightly. Like, okay, is there anything that I want to contribute with this story or not? And if not, fine. And then you start to find your way based on what is enjoyable. Now, not only enjoyable, right? Because there's always going to be things that come into your life that aren't necessarily enjoyable, or they're challenging. But again, it's that unfolding and opening to the fact that, okay, well, this is what I'm experiencing now. So it's a combination of not holding your stories too tightly and at the same time kind of opening your mind to, well, what else is here? If I drop this idea that I need to find some kind of life purpose, I need to kind of escape some matrix, I need to do this, I need to do that. If you just drop all of that stuff and just really experience the life as it's coming to you, then what happens is that you get to kind of explore the matrix you're in, right? And oftentimes, a lot of these combinations of the beliefs and the structures and where we find ourselves and all these things, they make up a very beautiful story, right? A very beautiful tapestry, actually, which is what it's like to be human. And if we can come out of all the thinking about the story, or the thinking about where we are and where we need to go and all that kind of thing, then what happens is there's this increase in meeting life, or this increase in, Angelo DeLullo calls it intimacy. And it is like that, because there's no filter anymore. So I think I'm talking about two kind of different things, but essentially the first thing I'm talking about is just pay attention that you don't think you're out the matrix when you've just gone into another one, because I do think that actually delays spiritual growth, because you're so convinced, you know, like Neo pops out of one matrix and he wakes up as a human, and then he goes and fights the world, but he still thinks now he thinks he's a superhero. But actually, he's just gone into another matrix. He's gone into the superhero matrix. And so just watch that if you've done that, then just know that you've done that, I guess. I mean, there's nothing wrong in having done that, but just know that you've done that, because that helps a lot. Especially when that discontent starts to come back in again and you're like, oh, hang on a minute, why am I still feeling this is wrong? Because you're still in the matrix, that's why. Right? It's like, oh, damn. And there's another relief that happens with that, right? When you're like, oh, God, I've just gone and fooled myself and now I've just jumped into another one thinking I was awake. So now I'm dreaming that I'm awake. And then ultimately, as you just work with this, then it just allows you to open and open and open. And so I guess the second part of this discussion is really like what happens as you keep opening. And there's this increase in freedom that happens, and this increase in intimacy with life really as it is. So then the stories become less important and you don't need them. So this idea that we need to have a life purpose, or we need to have meaning in our life, becomes less and less important, actually, because you start to realize that the meaning is in life itself. We don't have to give meaning to it. It's already full of meaning. And so I think that is an uncovering. Yeah, an uncovering as you continue to spot where you're being sucked into this matrix unconsciously. Now, as you start to operate more and more consciously within the matrix, then you get into the point of where you can see that you're doing this, see that you're being captured by the stories, by the beliefs, by the structures around you, and that's okay, right? And then it becomes okay. It's like, oh, look at that. We were talking about this last week. Oh, there's a mindstorm, and you're okay with it, because it's like, oh, this is what's happening right now, right? And then you can get intimate with that. You can get really engrossed with that. And then when it goes, then you can be like, oh, it's gone. It's like the weather, right? And then you have another thing that comes. And so there's a curiosity around that. And you don't have to be driving your life in any particular direction because it's not about that. So it's about the life as it comes. And then you're just totally engrossed in that moment, in that lifing, whatever is coming up to meet you, and you meet it. And then that's all the meaning and purpose that you need, frankly, because there is nothing else. And you stop telling yourself all these stories. And then as you drop and stop telling yourself all these stories, then the grasping and the need for the stories just naturally subsides by itself. And so then you're just left with being, which is what enlightenment's all about, right? It's just all about being in the what is. So that's all I got to say about that. Just because it's been coming up and I thought it might be interesting. And I know I talk about this a lot, but just a different angle, maybe having a look at that. And if you haven't picked up Jed McKenna's book, I recommend it. He's written three. They were pretty powerful. So something else to add to your collection. If it interests you, if you're interested in, you know, liberation and non-duality and all that kind of thing. I feel like that was rather a whirlwind of energy coming out just then. Thanks for listening, though. Until next time. Bye.